The largest landfill in North Carolina is located in Sampson County next to a small, historically black community called Snow Hill. The landfill has a well-documented history of air pollution. Recent data also show nearby water is contaminated with toxic chemicals known as PFAS. Snow Hill residents hope a new legal agreement announced this week will move them closer to clean air and water. WUNC's environmental reporter Celeste Gracia reports.
I call it a toxic dump, but most people here call it a landfill.
Longtime Snow Hill resident Whitney Parker drives around the perimeter of the Sampson County landfill, which spans about 1,000 acres. He points to the constant stream of 18-wheelers entering the facility.
That's how small it looks, like a toy. And they all dump that stuff, and they're building the trash up from the ground up. And today the smell's not bad, but typically it wakes you up in your sleep. You can't go back to sleep. It gets in your throat, your ears, your eyes.
The landfill opened in 1973 despite community outcry. Since then, several Snow Hill residents have died from chronic illnesses. While there's no direct evidence, residents like Parker's uncle, Sherwin Parker, believe the landfill has contaminated their groundwater and impacted their health.
So we actually have been buying water for years. We didn't trust it because of landfill.
Sherwin, who's suffering from kidney cysts, says state environmental officials recently tested his well and found PFAS in the drinking water. Last year, the State Department of Environmental Quality, or DEQ, decided to test nearby private wells after PFAS results from the landfill came back extremely high. Michael Scott is the director of the North Carolina Division of Waste Management. Scott says while there's PFAS pollution in the landfill's groundwater, and there's PFAS pollution in nearby well water, his agency has not established a direct connection between the two.
PFAS are man-made, and so they should not be in people's drinking water. And we want to bring solutions that starts with testing a well so that a homeowner knows whether these compounds are in their well water.
As of July, DEQ has sampled 30 private wells within 2,000 feet of the landfill. The agency is providing bottled water to 5 of those households because their wells have unsafe drinking levels of PFAS. Earlier this summer, DEQ sent a notice to GFL Environmental, the owner and operator of the landfill. Scott says the notice requires GFL to immediately control its PFAS discharges.
They are now doing additional monitoring for PFAS, especially over the next few months, as they look to determine the exact sources of PFAS at the landfill and possible remedies to address the detections of these compounds.
GFL Environmental did not respond to multiple WUNC requests for comment. The company has also entered into a legal agreement with the Southern Environmental Law Center. Attorney Maya Hutt with the nonprofit says the agreement has 3 main components: reducing PFAS discharges, establishing an air monitoring system for the landfill's gas emissions, and creating a community fund for Snow Hill.
This is a really important step forward. This is an opportunity to stop the pollution and have some accountability and create something that works for the community going forward.
Reached by phone this week, Snow Hill resident Whitney Parker says he's grateful for this milestone, but he's skeptical.
I don't have a lot of faith in GFL. This is a 30-plus year situation, and all of a sudden now they're pretending to be nice neighbors. So it's kind of hard to get excited until you actually see if change is going to happen.
A federal judge is expected to approve the agreement next month. Celeste Gracia, North Carolina Public Radio, WUNC.